All right. Good morning, Baltimore. This is Oren Solomon with the Entrepreneur's Edge. Thanks for listening in. It's Tuesday morning, 11 o'clock. As you know, we're here every Tuesday at 11 a.m. to talk about entrepreneurship or anything that has to do with entrepreneurship, whether it be networking, as we talked about last week, or starting a business or running a business or whatever topics we can think about, we love to bring up to the listening audience to help you in your entrepreneur endeavors. If you're looking to start a business, maintain a business, grow your business, we're here to help. Always looking to give tips and techniques to grow. We've got a special show for you today. I've got a special guest with me. He's a good friend of mine. He's actually my personal trainer. And I had him come into the show because I wanted to talk about the importance of your health when running a business. You know, your health is your wealth. So please help me welcome to the show my friend Rod Hill. Rod?
Good morning. Morning. Pleasure to be here.
Rod is a young guy. You know, early in the year, I said, you know what, I'm gonna really focus on my health, and I went to the gym, and I said, who's the best guy in here to train me? I want the very best person. And the woman at the front desk said, you know, Rod was the guy. And, you know, the first thing I did was I looked at him to make sure he looked right. And, man, this guy's ripped. If y'all could see him, man, you'd be really impressed. Ladies, you would really like him.
Merry man, merry man.
Exactly. But Rod's in excellent condition. He's a personal trainer. Rod, why don't you take a minute and just kind of share with everybody, you know, what you do for a living, a little bit about your background, why you got involved in personal training, and that'd be great.
Okay. All right. First and foremost, let's start with how I got into personal training. In my youth, I played football forever, even Boys and Girls Club, Pop Warner, and I just really had a knack just tackling people. I like hitting people. So, you know, next thing I know, about 14, my dad threw me on the pull-up bar. So I'm struggling on the pull-up bar, and I really like the gym atmosphere. I love working out. So I think that definitely gave me an edge. Mm-hmm. Played collegiate football over at Marist College, you know, up in Poughkeepsie, New York. I had my daughter at the age of 20, decided to man up, come home, transfer to Salisbury, and then kept the ball rolling, kept playing ball. I have my bachelor's in exercise science. So it's really a passion of mine. I have a genuine interest for just helping people, no matter if it's a senior citizen or 14-year-old who wants to excel at soccer. I just love helping people. I think what really sets me apart is just that genuine interest to, you know, help people achieve their goals. Once I tell every client, every person I get in front of, once you sit down with me, your goals become my goals. Mm-hmm. And I know Solo can attest to that. But more about how, you know, I just have that passion. I just really have that passion for helping people, just sculpting bars. I know Solo can second that. He's came a long way, but we got to get that diet right. Once we get that diet right, we're good.
Well, if you wonder who he's talking to when he's talking about Solo, he's talking about me. That's my name to him, Solo. And, you know, for those of you that do know me, know I love to eat. Mm-hmm. I love to work out, too. So we're just trying to work on the diet part. I asked Rod to come to the show today because, you know, one of the things I learned a long time ago is your health is your wealth. My dad used to say that to me a long time ago. The healthier you are, the wealthier you are. And ever since I started working out with Rod, my energy level has increased tremendously. I've had more energy, more strength. I can stay up longer. My endurance is a lot better. And it just helps me tremendously with regards to running my business. And I know we have a listening audience here that are entrepreneurs. Some of you are truck drivers. You're on the road a lot. Other people, you know, maybe you're at home, you're sitting down, relaxing, not really moving. And let me tell you something, man, this makes a huge, huge difference. So I'm going to open up the call-in lines. If you want to call in, and maybe if you're looking for a trainer, you know, Rod can help you or put you in the right direction. Or if you want to share something about maybe a story or so about you, maybe not exercising and starting to do it, how it helped you. I know that the listening audience would love to hear. And how does this relate to entrepreneurship? It has everything to do with being a great entrepreneur. So the call-in number is 410-481-1010. If you're in the Baltimore area, if you're outside the calling area, 877-704-1010. Again, 410-481-1010. Or if you're outside the area, 877-704-1010. Again, exercise is so important. In fact, I jotted some notes down. I looked at some articles here. One talked about, you know, your health being your wealth. this one thing. It says exercising makes us happier, makes us more productive. Rod, if you could take a minute, just kind of share with everyone the type of clients that you have, you know, because you have all types of people that you deal with and what you do with them specifically to help them reach their fitness goals.
Okay, let's start with the senior crowd. I recently got my certification in senior fitness through ACE. And as far as the seniors are concerned, we just want to make them more efficient at performing their activities of daily life. We want to make sure they continue to be independent. They could sit down, get up, carry groceries in the house, say if it's sports specific. I'm not a soccer player. I even, you know, coach and teach taekwondo because I don't know taekwondo. But I will make you more efficient at performing in the ring, more efficient at performing on the field. I just want to build better humans at the end of the day. And let's say I have a normal, you know, maybe somebody who played ball back in the day, like my man Solo. I know he has that foundation. So we just, at the end of the day, we just want to build lean muscle tissue. And what lean muscle tissue does is enhance our resting metabolic rate. And our resting metabolic rate is how many calories we could burn at rest. So this is really about just developing that lean muscle tissue and just building better humans from the core, from the leg strength, any, you know, whatever your goals are, I can help you.
And I'll tell you guys, I'll attest to it, man. Rod is a mother. He will push you like crazy. But, man, the results that I get and I see is just phenomenal, the strength that I have at this age. I think I might be even stronger now than I was when I was in school, man. So,
oh, yeah.
So thank you so much. We got a caller here, Rob Jones. Hey, Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How's it going?
Doing great, man. Welcome to the call. What do you got for us?
Thanks. No, I just wanted to call in and say that I was a former client of Rod's, and I can attest to the fact that he's a great guy, great trainer.
Okay.
And I just wanted to call in and support him in everything that he does, because I truly believe that he really is a gifted trainer, but also just a gifted individual. You know, he knows how to push you just to that point without making it to the point where you get frustrated and don't want to come back.
Yeah. I can attest to that, man. Hey, man, do us a favor. Leave your number with the board op, man. We'd love to get in touch with you just for future things that we're doing. So thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate you. Rod, you want to say something?
Thanks, Rob, man. I appreciate that. Give me a call, man. Get you back in there.
All right, definitely.
All right. Take care, Rod.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, guys, like I mentioned, you know, your health is your wealth. You know, I personally, you know, hired Rod to really help me grow and become a better person, to have more energy, to help me grow my business. And, you know, obviously this is an entrepreneur show, but I got to be honest with you guys. You know, there are some people that are successful, and then the others are the ultra successful, and they have that extra edge. And to me, that extra edge is being healthy. And I mean, just Rod, if you could share with the audience here just some of the things that they can do to help better their health, whether it be walking, jogging, just some tips you can give them.
Plain and simple, you just want to get moving. At the end of the day, our bodies, I tell every client, our bodies are machines. Our brains are the computers. We have to push these machines. If I have an old beat up pickup in the back of the yard, been sitting for years, obviously I'm going to need a jump to start that bad boy. So we just got to remain moving. I always tell my clientele, we are high performance vehicles. Consider yourself a jet. Consider yourself a Bentley. You don't want to eat those bad foods. You want to put premium gas into you, maybe even jet fuel. You want to always eat clean, and at the end of the day, you just want to move as far as if it's walking, just knocking out some push-ups, or, you know, riding a bike, or even, you know, maybe playing with the grandkids. At the end of the day, we just want to continue to move and don't want to be sedentary.
Excellent. Words of wisdom here. We got another caller here. Byron, how you doing, Byron?
Hey, how you doing? I heard y'all talking about fitness and all. I'm glad he just said something about diet, because there's a lot of, I call them fat, muscular people, because fat person with muscles, they don't mean that you're necessarily healthy, especially in the black community. I hear people, I'm going to eat this fried chicken every day. I'm going to burn it off. I'm going to work out. That's why we have diabetes, high blood pressure, all this other stuff.
Yep.
You can pick out now and then, a little treat once in a blue moon. But
yep.
Basically, you have to eat a healthy diet of real food, meaning the 80% alkaline, meaning fruits and vegetables, live food, not dead food, not cooked food, and 20% of the other stuff, which is acidic.
Yep.
And a lot of people don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So regardless of how much you work out, if you don't eat right, you can still get a lot of these diseases, and you can cut your lifespan down We got to learn how to eat better in this, you know, in our community. We need to get rid of that soul food diet, especially cooked the way it's cooked with that pork and that beef and all that lard and sugar and all that white this and that.
Yeah.
Because it's killing us.
Yeah.
So I want people to know this. Exercise is wonderful, but eating right is first before exercise, and you can exercise yourself to death. If you don't eat right, you're not going to be healthy.
Hey, Byron, man, we appreciate you. You stole our thunder, man. We were going to talk about that the second half of the show. So
that's some good stuff.
Leave
though.
That pool alone. God bless.
Hey, Byron, do us a favor, man. Leave your number with the board out. We'd love to get back to you, okay? Take care now. All right, the next person is Charles. Charles, welcome to the show. How you doing, Charles?
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, so my question is, what is body alignment and how do you correct body alignment?
Okay, your body alignment, are you referring to your posture?
Well, I'm talking about when you have those nerve tingling, you have that tense neck, when you have that, you know, feel like you've been in a car accident.
Okay, I would just probably, I'd say flexibility, range of motion. You want to maybe emphasize, maybe stretching. Flexibility is one of the lost components in fitness. Everybody wants to be strong, fast, and, you know, cardiovascular shape. But if you can't touch your toes, you know, what you're really doing. So definitely maybe emphasis on range of motion for you. Talking about you got those cranks in your neck and tight back and whatnot. Definitely want to start stretching. Maybe get a massage. Myofascial release is definitely something that will help you tremendously.
To help you, Charles?
Do you have a definition for body alignment?
I do not. That's
Charles.
Vague,
that might be for someone in a different field, maybe a yoga instructor or, you know, something like that. I know Rod's specific expertise is in health and personal training. He did develop. Is that correct in saying that?
Yes, absolutely. But Charles, you know, you can leave your number and I could look up body alignment for you and do what I can and, you know, maybe email you back, text you back, and get you some info regarding body alignment.
Because when you have, you know, those muscle tremors, you know, when when you start having those spasms and stuff like that,
it's
you know,
good.
The body being out of alignment and you have to realign it, you know, so your joints and everything works the way it's supposed to work.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll tell you, Charles, I had an issue like that. I just called a chiropractor. He kind of got my back in place. But that's me, my friend. Hey, do us a favor. Leave your number with us so we can reach out to you. I'm going to give you the number out again. 410-481-1010 if you want to call into the show. 877-704-1010 if you're out of listen area. And look, for the entrepreneurs out there, you know, every week I usually have my friend Sharon Lewis on the line, and we're always talking about entrepreneurship. For those people that are looking for opportunities to actually looking to work from home, you can send us your information as well. I'm going to give you a number. You can text Sharon Lewis because we've got a phenomenal opportunity here where she can show you all how to get $500 back in your pocket over the next 10 days. I'm going to give you Sharon's number. You can text to her if you're interested in that. 443-854-4889. Again, 443-854-4889. And for those of you that are looking to get fit, to get back in shape, Rod, why don't you go ahead and give your number out?
240-429-4236. And you can also reach me via email at Rod Hill, and that's III3@gmail.com.
Excellent. We're talking about getting fit here, being an entrepreneur, not just being financially fit, but being fit for your kids and your family and just being in great shape so you can have a balanced life and live a long life and enjoy your businesses, enjoy your income. We got Tyrone on line number one. Hey, Tyrone, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I'll get his number. I just turned it on, and I'm trying to get into working out.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple questions to your guests.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm starting to get a little gut, which I always said I never had. And my thinking is what I'm thinking about doing is I got to best weight 40 pounds and getting on a treadmill with that. You think that would help me burn off that stomach fat?
First and foremost, I would say definitely want to think about what you've been eating lately. You might be changing your eating habits a little bit, tighten up that belly, but go ahead.
Yeah, a lot of sweet job. I went through a separation, and I kind of got depressed, and I got caught up in the sweets.
Oh, okay. I got you. Well, definitely, if you're feeling a little stressed, whenever exercise is the best way to channel that stress. I know you have that weight vest and that treadmill, but let's say we want to do resistance training. We want to develop that lean muscle tissue, and the most efficient way to do that is, push-ups, calisthenics, lifting weights. You hopping on that treadmill and just running forever, that's only going to, running long distances is only going to make it better at running long distances. So if I want to get rid of that gut, maybe if you are on that treadmill, we want to do high intensity interval training. So maybe 30 seconds, you're getting after a sprint, and in about a minute, 2 minutes, take it back down, because that will ensure that you're just burning fat. So that's high intensity interval training. You can also look that up. But resistance training, we want to, maybe focus on the abdominals, do some crunches, do some planks, and, at the end of the day, eat clean. It's not going to happen overnight, but, we want to take those baby steps, man, definitely.
Okay, and I'm going to look to get your number. Like I said, I didn't get it. I just turned it on.
Okay.
You
ready for it?
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right, 240.
Okay, 240.
Yes,
429. Okay, say that again.
240.
Right.
429.
429, okay.
4236.
4236. Okay, I definitely will be giving you a call.
All right, look forward, brother.
All right, thanks, Tyrone. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
All right. And for those of you that are listening, and this is obviously an entrepreneur show, that are looking to start a business, to work from home, my friend Sharon Lewis, she's going to be on here with us with a second. I'm going to give her number out. For those of you that want to be entrepreneurs, work from home, hang on a second. Let me give Sharon's number again. It's 443-854-4889, 443-854-4889. She's going to show you how you can earn some income from home, start a business. And Rod is here to show you how to keep your money and be healthy when you have your money. I think we got Sharon. Hey, Sharon, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. I was just listening to you all talking about your health.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have a business, or you're trying to be in business, or you're trying to live, you basically need to be in good health.
Mm-hmm.
And the information you're giving them now is what they need to do. I tell people now, you have to do things to live.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm eating to live.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm exercising to live. And so this is the awesome opportunity for listeners to listen to what they need to do to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Get physically in shape. You walk to live, you exercise to live. Everything is to live.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that's awesome.
Sharon,
that's awesome.
I know you had, if you don't mind me calling you out, I know you and your husband did this green smoothie cleanse. My wife and I did it as well.
Right.
Just share with everyone how that went for you.
Actually, it went well because we healthy eaters anyway by choice.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did during that 10-day, we were basically drinking our green smoothies, eating our fruits and vegetables, and exercising.
Mm-hmm.
So we put that in, and we did it for 10 days straight, cleansed out our system. Now we're on the pathway that we can think clear now, we can see clear now, and that, like, we were going to the bank, and I'm like, wow, even our bank account is gone. But, that was like a little side joke, but basically, what it did, it cleansed out all the toxins out of our system to get us, to prepare us for the work world.
Mm-hmm.
So, in any business or any life period, you want to make sure you cleanse your system out of all the toxins that we have every day from the things that we're not supposed to be eating.
Mm-hmm.
To get your body right. Because once your body is right, your mind is right. Once your mind is right, everything else will start falling in place.
No doubt about it.
You have to get that exercise in. You got to get you eat right. And I know there's times when you don't want to eat right, but if you look at the long effect and say, well, today I might do something crazy, but tomorrow I'll be back on track. It's okay. Like, just, we fall down, but we get up.
Mm-hmm.
But
excellent.
You have to have that mindset. So when you're in business or whatever you're doing, whether you're working or whatever you're doing, you want to make sure that your body and your health and your mind is right.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Sharon. I appreciate that. If you want to call in and get into the conversation, 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. If you're outside the listening area, 877-704-1010. I'm here with Rod Hill, my personal trainer, phenomenal trainer. When I met Rod, I was one of those guys that one of the callers was talking about. I had a lot of muscle and I was working out, but I was eating too. And
I think we all fit that category for a minute.
Yeah, no doubt about it. He actually got me in the right direction. It's really helped me tremendously in my business. I have a lot more energy. I can stay up longer. I have a lot more endurance. My wife appreciates Rod a lot more. So it's we have him here to share with y'all some tips. I'm gonna just go through a couple things I read. These are seven habits for healthy entrepreneurs. One of the things they said was learn something new every day. They mean just read, listen, do something to learn about your health every single day, or your personal development. Second thing they talk about was set goals and create systems to achieve those goals. So set small goals, like, you know, whether you want to do 10 push-ups or something like that. It says a third thing is spend your downtime wisely. What do they mean by that? When you're in your downtime, they don't want you. Most people will sit down and watch television during their downtime. And they're saying that during your downtime, you should probably do something active. You know, get up, walk around. You know, Rod was telling me the other day, he said, look, when you're not doing anything, just do flexes with your abs, yep, right? Yep. Just so you can just kind of keep your body moving. The fourth thing, it says, make exercise a priority. I repeat, make exercise a priority. I can honestly tell you this has helped me tremendously over the last few months, just being consistent with making this a priority. The fifth thing is eat less junk food. Now, I'm still working on that. Yeah. Right. Rod, just take a second and share with everyone just how junk food can really affect our bodies.
Oh, man. At the end of the day, it's poison. You know, you got to think, even if I maybe relapse and eat me a honey bun, I feel terrible. My body's like, what the heck are you doing? So it's like, at the end of the day, you just got, man, that stuff is nothing. No nutritional value, just really just empty calories. And you're just probably making a little sluggish, you know, mm-hmm. even if you're going through fast food. You know, we don't even have to get out of our car to get some unhealthy fast food. So at the end of the day, you know, that junk food and all that is just really, we want to grab towards the fruits, the veggies. And like Sharon was saying earlier, I'll tell people you want to eat to work out. You know, I'm eating when I'm hungry and I only eat till I'm satisfied. I only eat till I'm full. Glutton.
Right, don't want to be a gluttony.
At the end of the day, you just want to eat to perform. You want to eat to work out. You know, if I let's say I'm working out at 1, I'll probably eat around 12. Maybe get some complex carbohydrates in me. Always want to increase my intake of protein. But, man, at the end of the day, those junk foods, man, it's not going to help us at all. It's just going to store right there in that place where we don't want it to store.
Yeah. I know that feeling, definitely, man.
Yep. Yeah, you're right about that, Rob. Because basically, you're right. When you're eating junk food and you're not even realizing how much you've eaten in one day, it starts storing up that in your system. And you say, wow, I gained all this weight. Well, if you sat back and looked at everything you ate for that day and said, okay, I had too many Oreo cookies, I had too many chocolate balls, potato chips. No. When you get that point, say, let me get some carrot sticks, let me get some apples, raisins. You know, healthy food. And it's a mindset. We have to take our mindset and say, this is something that we need to do, not that we want to do.
Right.
We need to do this.
Yeah.
And Rob, you're absolutely right. You know, you got to put it in there.
Yeah.
Stuff in there.
I realize I think so much better when I have the right foods in my system. You know, I have more energy. My mind is better. I'm a lot sharper when I have the right foods in the system and I'm exercising. A couple other things they talked about, some habits of healthy entrepreneurs is sleeping more, getting adequate sleep. Rod, you want to talk about that a little bit?
If you just think about the days you get 4 hours, 5 hours, you feel terrible. No matter if it's at right early in the morning, you know, you want to snooze that alarm. But if you get in that 8 hours, you pop up. Like my wife, for instance, was talking about the other day. I was like, yeah, I don't have any clients tomorrow. I'm asleep till about 10. She's like, cut it out. You know, you're going to wake up. If the sun gets up, I'm up. So, you know, I'm going to sleep by 9, going to sleep by 10. I'm falling asleep on all the Monday night football games. And I feel tremendous. I don't have to, you know, like, oh, I can't wait till my last client so I can can take this nap. Mm-hmm. Just more efficient throughout the day if I have adequate sleep.
Yeah, no doubt, man. It makes a huge, huge, huge difference when you're not just running the business in life. If you get an adequate amount of rest, obviously you have more energy. And then the seventh thing is just create balance in your life. It's just this is a lifestyle. Being healthy is basically a lifestyle. 100%. Eating the right foods is a lifestyle. Exercising is a lifestyle. And so that's what we want to impart to the listening audience today. Being healthy, you know, whether you run a business or not, you know, your health is your wealth. Mm-hmm. But with regards to running a business is so, so, so important. So for those of you that are, you know, that want to be entrepreneurs, I'm going to give Sharon. Sharon, why don't you give your number out again so they can.
And right now is a good time to give me a call, because if you want to be an entrepreneur, now is the time. I have an opportunity that will blow your mind. Imagine earning $500 in 10 days.
Excellent.
If you are one of those people that want to do that, you need to give me a call at 443-854-4889. Again, that number is 443-854-4889.
All right. And also, Rod, you can give your number out as well for those people that are either looking for a trainer or, you know, want to get some tips on how to become better, how to become fit. He's a great guy. I mean, he's in great shape. And go ahead, Rod.
240-429-4236.
Yeah. Also, too, let me give you my personal website. If you guys want to comment on our show, if you have any suggestions, I really would love to hear from you. You can go to orinsolomon.com. Again, www.orinsolomon.com. We'd love to hear from you. We got a bunch of callers here. I'm going to put Keith on. Hey, Keith, how you doing?
All right. How y'all doing?
We're doing great, man. What's on your mind?
Number one thing is exercise. That's the key. But the foods, all these foods are safe for you. What food is good for you? What food is not good for you? They have all these types of water out here. Which one is the best, you know, drinkable water out here? Because they did the surveys, they found, you know, like bacteria in one of the bottled waters. And then, you know, like my grandma, she lived like 98 years old. Mm-hmm. She ate pork and stuff down in the country all her life. And she, you know, she did good. But these days, you got to be careful. Like my mom used to get those cheap bags of apples when I was growing up. And they used to be so sweet. Now you can pick out one of those big, nice, pretty red apples, and they're just so nasty. That's why I don't eat a lot of fruit, because it's just not sweet anymore like it used to. Mm-hmm. I guess they grow up too fast, and the sun don't get time to, you know, to sweeten it up. I don't know. It's just I just be careful what I eat these days, because like I said, a lot of these fruit and vegetables, you know, you gotta be, you know, you gotta do is the bag, you know, the frozen vegetable is much better than a canned food, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just gotta get information on, you know, which one is better for you.
Sure, frozen. I'll let Rod go ahead and answer you there.
All
okay,
right.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye.
Gotcha. Let's see. One of my tidbits I tell every person as well is the least amount of legs an animal has, the better it is for you. So you got cows, you got pigs, pork, beef. You want to stay away from those. Chicken, turkey, two-legged animals. Definitely want to, you know, that's fine. That's right in the middle. But fish don't have any legs. That's the best thing we consume. Salmon, herring, trout. Fish are the best things we can possibly eat. As far as fruit is concerned, it's going to cost you a little bit more, but you want to grab those organic fruits and vegetables. You got to think, the pesticides cost money. It costs money to make those pesticides, but those fruits are cheaper. It has to be for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the organic fruit and our organic section, everything's more expensive, and they don't put any pesticides on those, so just kind of keep that in mind. I don't know what the reasoning behind that is. I don't want to get too much into that, but definitely grab that organic fruit. As far as water is concerned, I like to drink Deer Park, but water's water to me. I don't know too much about the research. You know, I used to drink from the faucet back in the day. Don't do that anymore, but I grab Deer Park. Smart Water is another good water. It's electrolyte infused, so that'll be good for post-workout.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you so much. We got Matt here on the line. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Fine, and you?
We're doing great, man. Thanks for calling.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, I like your show. I think the idea of making a business out of it is great, because you probably become a Bill Gates and overweight and all the other issues with our people. So unfortunately, and especially the younger people, the young folks coming up, mm-hmm. grandfathering a very bad habit and being obese.
Yeah.
And because when you lose weight, you say lose weight, but you're really losing waste,
mm-hmm.
not really losing weight.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of our people don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because when you eat your foods, you eat your fruits and vegetables, and often you eat your fruits first, like in the morning,
mm-hmm.
or late at night if you're snacking. If you have to snack, it's better to snack on fruit rather
sure.
than junk
sure.
food.
Sure. Yeah.
And because once you eat your fruit is your cleanser,
mm-hmm.
and your vegetables is your builder.
Mm.
So you clean and build.
Mm.
You see,
I like
and
that.
So a lot of people say, I don't like to eat fruit because it sends me to the bathroom. Well, that's the first place you need to go.
It's a good thing, right?
After mm-hmm. you eat. So that's good. That promotes more of the cleaning process.
Mm-hmm.
Because once your small intestines is a place where the food that you eat that the body keeps goes into the small intestines.
Mm-hmm.
And what the food that you eat, the byproduct that is more or less to be eliminated goes to your large intestine.
Mm-hmm.
Because your large intestines is the warehouse for your waste.
Yeah.
You see,
mm-hmm.
and so you want to, and then after it's being manufactured in your small intestines, that's the food that the body keeps, and that becomes your blood.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they say you are what you eat.
Yeah.
You understand? Because that becomes your blood, and that goes throughout your parts of your body, which is your organs.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, now you have blood going with food, with the proper food going throughout your body in the form of your blood.
Right.
And that's why, that's where disease lives at, is in the blood.
Yeah.
So you want to keep your blood clean, so now we're coming back to toxins and eliminating, doing the things that eliminate the toxins from the blood.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't want to tap too much of your
time. No, we appreciate the message.
Yeah,
and
leave your number, Matt.
Yeah, Matt, I'll tell you what, why don't you call back and call the board up, leave your number. We'd love to reach out to you. Listen, man, we love, Kim and Carlos, can you hold on for us just 1 second? We just want to share with everybody, we're here to enlighten people, educate folks in the community on, you know, what's best, you know, how to be an entrepreneur, but how to live well while you're doing it. It's one thing to have money, but if you got money, man, and you're sickly, is it? You know what I mean? You don't really have a quality of life. So, you know, that's why we're sharing this with you. And for those people looking for opportunities, you know, give us a call. We got so many, we got opportunities here for you to work with Rod to get fit, opportunities to actually build a home-based business with Sharon and earn money from home. And you want to call into the show, it's 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010, 877-704-1010. And you can also text Sharon at her number. I'm going to pull that up really second. I'm sorry, I misplaced Sharon's number here, but you can contact her at 443-854-4889. Also, you can email me if you like what you hear on the show. You want to some suggestions at freedom@orinsolomon.com. freedom@orinsolomon.com. All right, we got Carlos on line number 4. Hey, Carlos, thanks for waiting, man. Appreciate your patience.
Oh, great. Hey, a real great program and great information. On the fruits and vegetable things, I think one of the good ideas that people tell me is that I'll try to wash those fruits and vegetables too, because sometimes you have the pesticides and so forth
mm-hmm.
That haven't been cleaned off properly.
Mm-hmm.
So they wind up going into our system.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask the brother 2 questions if I could.
Sure.
You have 240 area code. That sounds like you're down in the Washington, D.C., Marlboro or
yes.
D.C. County area.
Yep.
Good. Okay, I'm going to catch up with you because I don't know what's down there. Yeah. Second point, if you do your regular eating, fruits and vegetables and so forth, do you have a natural supplement that you would recommend, for example, something that, you know, that's different from over-the-counter, like, say, Centrum or one-a-day vitamins? Do you have anything of that nature in your portfolio that you could mention? And I'll take the answer off air. Thank you.
I would say any multivitamin, maybe GNC, just men's health, women's health, are best thing, because those are really supplementing the things that we do not get in our daily diets. So definitely want to incorporate a multivitamin, and you want to incorporate maybe omega-3 fatty acids, fish oil. And I also take glucosamine. That's number 7 is what it's called, and that's for my ligaments. You know, I want to prevent, of course, I'm getting older, you know, I'm still young, but I'm getting older, and I want to make sure my ligaments are in optimal shape. A lot of times people don't pay too close attention. Everybody's worrying about the muscle tissue. We got to make sure those ligaments are performing at a high performance as well. And I think that would be it. You definitely want to incorporate a multivitamin each and every day.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, man. Really appreciate the call. We got another call. Kim, thanks for waiting, Kim. Appreciate your patience. Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah, how you doing? It's Tim.
Oh, Tim. I'm sorry. Tim, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How y'all
doing
today?
Doing all right,
good.
Man. What's happening?
Yeah, listen, I'm an advocate health person myself. I'm 51 years old. I've been working out in the gym for about 7 years.
Okay.
And everything I've been listening to as far as callers calling in and everything y'all been saying is absolutely correct. I just like to add on by saying that, let me just say, you know, I hear a lot about, you know, the stomach and everything. Truthfully, the stomach is the hardest muscle to get rid of. Yep. And, I mean, you can work on it in the gym, but let me tell you, man, it'll go away. But, you know, you got to really work that stomach muscle. When I first joined the gym, my stomach, man, I couldn't tell you how far it stuck out. And this bodybuilder in the gym came out. I saw this bodybuilder in the gym, and I asked him, I said, hey, man, you know, I'm trying to get the stomach down. How can I do it? He said, just take time, man. You got to exercise. He said, look, you didn't get that overnight, so you're not going to lose it overnight.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And we were so right. And it took a long time, but to add on to the vitamins aspect of it, I started taking, like you were saying, fatty acids. I take fish oil pills. Mm-hmm. I take vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
I take krill oil. I've been listening to this one doctor that comes on later on in the evening, and he talks about hyaluronic acid and krill oil and all those vitamins. But actually, vitamin D is the best, because vitamin D takes care of 36 organs in your body. It's not just for your bones. It handles 36 organs in your body. Mm. And as far as eating fruits and vegetables, let me tell you, that's the best laxative I've ever had.
Oh, yeah. Fiber,
no doubt.
Baby.
And the fiber.
It's the best laxative. I mean, you can go, there's a store in D.C. It's an African store in D.C., all natural. It's called the Blue Nile.
Yep.
And it's right on Georgia Avenue, and I've been in there, and they got some stuff in there you don't even want to mess with. You really gotta talk to the person behind the counter, because all of this stuff came from Africa.
Wow.
And if you don't know what you gotta go in there and tell the person what you're looking for, what you want it for, why you want it, and he can just fix it up for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you take it, and it does a lot of natural cleansing.
Excellent.
You know, and all natural product. I mean, the store is nice.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you need to like a little $3 bag to cleanse your body out. And I mean, it's a little irritating cleansing, man, but it works.
But it's worth it.
But it's worth it, and it's worth it. But I learned that if you eat like fruits and vegetables, like I'll do a banana,
mm-hmm.
a slice of watermelon, a slice of cantaloupe, a peach, a nectarine, and a plum, and an apple. I do that probably every day for 1 week.
Yeah.
And that fiber really goes right through you. But you don't want to do that every week, because you don't want to take away some of the fiber out of your body.
Sure.
But it's the best cleansing in the world. And if you do that and exercise, and the thing about eating, exercising, and dieting, it goes together.
Yeah, it does.
You know,
yeah.
You can't go in the gym and work out and work out and work out and come back out and say, I want a fat burger.
Right.
You know, I want to go to McDonald's. You know, you got to really focus and think, okay, what do I want to eat? You know, what's good? And like you said, anything with four legs is not good for you.
Well, Tim, do us a favor, man. Call back in. Leave the board up your information. We'd love to reach out to you, man. Keep you abreast on what's going on. Thanks for calling in, all right?
Hey, thank you. I sure will.
No problem. Man, we've got a lot of people calling in, Rob. People want to talk about health and what they're doing here. Hang on. Hey, Sharon, I linked you in here, but we got a bunch of calls. We've got James from Texas. Hey, James, how you doing?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
All right.
What's up, man?
Yeah, what I wanted to comment on was that
Yeah, I practice a lot of good eating myself. Like, I eat 4 to 6 fruits every morning.
Okay.
And I skip a lot of the, the breads and stuff like that because of the starches and, what it does to your sugar. But what I wanted to mention was, because of what happened with Fukushima, with that radioactive spill, that you got a lot of people who catch a bluefin tuna. You know, they supposedly trying to cover it up, but they saying that guy, a lot of that fish is coming back radioactive. Mm. So I stopped eating bluefin tuna. I eat yellowfin tuna.
Okay.
Bluefin come from the Pacific and the yellowfin come from the Atlantic.
Okay.
So I just wanted to, let y'all know that, because...
Thanks for the info.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Yeah, you definitely got to be careful with it, yeah. As far as a lot of seafood coming out of the Pacific now. So that's all I just wanted to pass along to y'all. I'm enjoying the program. I just
thank you, brother.
Y'all off the air.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks, James. Appreciate that. We've got Sandra on line number 2. Hey, Sandra, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm enjoying your program.
Thank you.
I'd like to ask if anyone know about a sugar detoxer. And lately I've watched a program with Ian Smith, and they had an emulsifier device on there, equipment. And I thought, okay, I'll buy one of those. So I'm interested in a recommendation for a sugar detox and also for a protein powder for smoothies. So I'll hang up and listen, and thank you.
Okay, first and foremost, I'm not that guy too. If I don't know anything about a sugar detox, I ain't gonna sit here and make up anything. So I want you to leave your number, maybe your email, and I'll contact you. I'll look into that as well. But as far as a protein powder, protein's protein. Protein is protein. We have Optimal Nutrition has been doing really well based on the reviews lately. But at the end of the day, protein is protein, no matter if you're getting it from fish, if you're getting it from even chicken. Just maybe incorporate a protein powder. Just hit the GNC. I would say go to GNC, and they are, their job is to help you figure out what's best for you. But I'm not going to sit here and make up anything as far as that sugar detox. So I would definitely look into that.
Yeah, that's something you might want to talk to with a dietitian or something like that. Rod is more into fitness and training. And here, we're talking about your health is your wealth on the Entrepreneur's Edge today. I know we have a lot of entrepreneurs or wannabe entrepreneurs listen to the show, but there's a segment of what we do that we don't talk about a lot, and that's your health. And it's so important to actually running a business, sustaining a business. I've seen people who've been in business for years, and some of them look beat up and beat down just because they don't take care of themselves. And I realized it, a year ago. I said, man, I need to take care of my health. It's so important to be here for my kids, but to also represent my business the right way. There's just a certain look that you can tell when someone's real successful. When I say successful, I mean completely successful, financially successful, spiritually successful, health-wise they're successful. They got the whole ball of wax. And that's what this is about. This is about teaching people fitness, health, fitness, wealth, as opposed to financial wealth. I know Sharon's on the line. Sharon, you want to give your number out again for those people that want to reach out to you that's looking to make an extra $500 over the next 10 days?
Yes. They can call me at 443-854-4889. Again, that number is 443-854-4889.
Excellent. And Rod, if you can give your number out as well for people looking for...
All right. If you need a trainer or if you just have a question, 240-429-4236.
And the call-in number here, if you want to call in and get in on discussion, 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. If you're outside the listening area, 877-704-1010. Again, 877-704-1010 to get into a discussion about being healthy. I also saw something in Forbes magazine, and it listed, it says 5 lifestyle tips to be a healthy entrepreneur. Again, 5 lifestyle tips to be a healthy entrepreneur. The first thing they said is don't be chained to your desk. Meaning, if you're sitting down all day long and eating, you're going to get fat. Right, Rod?
Absolutely.
You want to talk about that?
Definitely.
I mean, it's basically movement is important. And the business that I'm in, I do a lot of conference calls, but I'm up on my feet walking back
stand
and forth.
Up.
Yep. Yeah, pacing as I do them. Also, it says skip energy drinks. And not sure exactly what that means, meaning caffeine, you know, Cokes and coffee and that kind of stuff. Maybe can you can talk about that a little bit?
It's just another form of poison, like I was talking earlier. But, I mean, caffeine is a stimulant, you know. So, you know, if you getting naturally through black coffee, that's probably the best route, because I know a lot of us out here are dependent upon that caffeine. So I would really stay away from the Red Bulls and the Coca-Colas and the Pepsis. That's just empty calories, one, and that. Man, that stuff just tastes like poison. So I would definitely stick to something more so like black coffee. Mm-hmm. Nice and natural.
All right. The third thing they said was stay active during the workday, meaning take physical breaks, you know, 5-minute break, you know, push-ups, sit-ups. Just, you know, Rod always tell me, just be active, be moved. You know, he told me the other day, he said, just do crunches while you're walking around.
Yep. Flex those abs.
Yeah, he said, flex those abs, man.
I'm flexing right now.
It's so funny, man. I hadn't seen my abs in years. Now I'm seeing them again, man. It's phenomenal. So stay active during the workday. It says, you know, make meetings or phone calls active. And I think I mentioned that earlier. You know, when I'm on the phone call, I'm standing up, I'm moving, I'm walking around. And it says, the fifth thing is manage stress levels. Meaning, you know, basically exercise, you know, workout. Exercise relieves so much stretch. There's so many different types of exercising we can do. We can walk, you know, we can jog. You know, I do spinning classes on early Sunday mornings. That's a high caloric burn for me. You can obviously weightlift. Rob, maybe you can talk about some specific exercises that you and I do to help, you know, burn calories. We do some intense stuff.
We get it in.
You can maybe share with everyone how you beat me up every day. Oh, some of the man. Kind of things that we do to help, you know, increase my energy level.
All right, well, that Solo came in, what was it, yesterday morning. My knee's been bothering me, man. You know, I'm not a spring chicken anymore, so I brought my bike out for him. You know, get 6 laps in, warm up. Mm-hmm. And then from there, we start with the large muscle groups. You know, we're doing maybe chest and back, you know, focusing on that, and then break it down to the biceps, then the triceps. And, you know, so Solo's legs and knees not as good as they used to be, so we take it really easy. But we still get the squats, maybe squats with the body weight, squats with, I mean, you know, a kettlebell, mm-hmm. lunges with body weight, walking lunges. We keep it very simple. But then we also, as far as core, I mean, my man right here got a strong core, strong midsection. I could tell he was All-American, all that good stuff. So, you know, we get pretty extensive. I could talk about that all day.
Sure.
TRX straps, resistance bands, stability ball, BOSU ball. At the end of the day, I want to build better humans. I want you to be more efficient. So not only just getting you strong, getting you in shape, me just beating you up and taking your money, I want to make sure that you are getting something that you feel better throughout the day. I know Solo can attest to that he just feels tremendous. His stamina, you know, you just feel like a whole different human being when you start to incorporate exercise. And I also want to talk about stress, you know, especially as business owners, entrepreneurs. Stress is optimal, you know. Like I was saying before, the best way to channel that stress is via exercise. There's nothing like a bench press. There's nothing like doing some push-ups. Nothing like even kickboxing. So that's the best way to channel our stress, especially as entrepreneurs, because if we get all this money, all this wealth, and we fat, and, you know, you probably just increasing your chances of pulmonary, you know, heart diseases, hypertension, and then you're going to just shorten your lifespan. So, you know, enjoy all your money, but also, you know, if you have that money, you maybe want to invest into your health. Definitely cost a little more to eat expensive. I'm sorry, to eat healthy, a little bit more expensive to eat healthy, but it's definitely worth the investment. You got to think you're investing into your life. And we're drinking those Coca-Colas and, you know, sipping on, even drinking alcohol, eating fried chicken, you're just taking minutes off your life, you know. And also, I want to touch base on abs. I had a couple of little notes here, so I wouldn't forget. As far as I keep hearing about abdominals, everybody's worried about abdominals. We're not going to really reveal those that abdominal wall, that six-pack, that washboard, until we get to that 10%, 15% of body fat. So I know everybody wants to, you know, I want a six-pack, I want a small waist. So as far as a waist is concerned, to slim down that waist, we want to do side planks. We want to do things where we're working our obliques. As far as the rectus abdominis, you know, guys walking with pot bellies, that's for our visceral fat. That's the inside fat. There's only about a quarter inch of fat that's really covering those abs. So focus on the abs. Work the abs 2 times a week, but definitely still do not shun or neglect the lower back. We got to take care of the lower back as well. I know Solo can attest to that. don't hyperextend your back. You know, I'm gonna aggravate you about not aggravating your back, so you're not aggravated with me later. Like, man, Stogie got my back hurting. So, a couple things I wanted to highlight, and that's all. I'm gonna swing it back to Solo.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. And, man, Rod has a wealth of knowledge on health. And, you know, it's important. I had him come in today to share with you all the importance of your health. You know, and a lot of people, and especially in our community, we just take it for granted. We don't realize the importance of health. And I know in my family, we have a history. We have people that have lived to over 100 years old. And, man, I can honestly say that I've had a great role model. My father is in his mid-70s. He works out 4 days a week. He swims 2 days a week, goes to church 3 days a week. And all he preached when we were kids was your health is your wealth. You know, he would say things like the early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Mm-hmm. But everything had to do around his health. He doesn't play with his health. And I realize as I'm getting older, I'm in my 40s. My dad's in his 70s. He's probably in better shape than I am. I said, man, I got to get a trainer. I'm running this business and I'm making money and you're doing, and I'm talking to the entrepreneurs out here. You're running these businesses, you're doing well, but are you taking care of your health? You know, what's going to happen to you? What's going to happen to your kids if something happens, you fall down, you can't run your business anymore? I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm saying this to be real with you, that we've got to look out for our health. You got to be here. So you have to be here for the next generation. You got to be here for your kids. And so, again, I'm going to let Sharon give her information out again, because, look, we're here to talk about entrepreneurship. We're here to talk about wealth. We're here to talk about networking. We're here to help you as a person grow yourself. So I'm going to let Sharon give her number out again for those people that are interested in starting a business with her and actually earning some money over the next couple of days. Sharon?
Yes, definitely. And if you want to be healthy just as well, I can help them with that area, too. So give me a call at 443-854-4889. Again, that number is 443-854-4889. Give me a call, send me a text, let me know that you're interested in being healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Excellent.
We're going to take you to that point. We're going to help you, okay? So don't think that we're not going to be able to help you. We're going to help you. If you listen to us right now, we can help you. So give me a call right now. If you want to call, text me so I can get you to be on the right track.
Awesome.
And make that money and be healthy at the same time. Because let me tell you something. If you go back and think about the time, like you were talking about, when you were coming up about the way we were eating and things of our lifestyle, we have to adapt to our new lifestyle of today's society. And a lot of times we have a lot of things that are coming our way that's not good for us. But it's convenient. So we got to learn how to get to be a little uncomfortable with what's convenient that's not good for us.
Gotta be disciplined.
Yep. So right now, if you listen to this call, you need to give me a text, call into the station, get connected, be healthy, be wealthy. This is what we're talking about. We're showing people how to take their business and make it into a healthy lifestyle. Okay?
Excellent.
That's what we're talking about today. So give me a text at 443-854-4889. 443-854-4889. I can show you how you can be a healthy, wealthy person you need to be.
Excellent. Also, you can call into the station here, 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. If you're outside the calling area, 877-704-1010. I'm here with my man, Rod Hill, my personal trainer, has really helped me tremendously, just changed my whole mental mindset on health and working out. My energy levels at a high level. I really vibe with this young brother because we have a lot in common. You know, we're both college athletes. We both play defensive back, and we just love to compete. And man, we just hit it off. And some of the drills and stuff that he does with me, I just really love the results that I'm getting. It takes me back in that mode where I'm playing ball, and man, I just love what it's doing for me. And I want everyone to experience, you know, having health and wealth, not just making money, but having a sound mind, a sound body, just having the total package. Rod, anything else you want to share, man? We got a few more minutes here.
Absolutely. At the end of the day, I just want to drop knowledge on every individual, no matter who I get in front of. If I have an opportunity to get on the radio, it's not about, I'm not in it for the money. I thank God has blessed me with a gift, and I just want to help people. I just want to get people to achieve their goals and really understand the science behind exercise. I tell tell people all the time, I'm an exercise scientist. You know, I do the scientific method. I have a topic, you know, I do an experiment. You know, Solo's a lab rat. So just moving natural biomechanics, squats, stuff we do to perform more efficiently every single day. Let's stay away from fad diets because it's only temporary. Once you get all back to your normal lifestyle, it's going to come right back, if not worse. And that's really all. And if you guys
Well, you know I'm going to be getting in touch with you so you can get me started back on the right track, okay?
Gotcha. But if you guys want to put a face with my voice, I have a Facebook page, Rod Hill, I, Rod Hill the Third. And from there, I'll, you know, get on all the other social medias and whatnot. But, you know, check me out, Rod Hill the Third. Just put a face with this voice. And I appreciate you giving me the opportunity.
No time, bro. Anytime. And
thanks
man.
For listening.
Anytime. We still got a few more minutes here. Feel free to call in 410-481-1010. 410-481-1010. If you want to talk about health and being an entrepreneur, if you're looking for an opportunity here, look, we're here to help the community in some way, shape, or form. And I'm just going to kind of tell you, look, I'm a traditional business owner. I also have a home-based business that I've had for 21 years. And I feel it's my obligation and my duty to share this with as many people as possible because it's changed my life. And that's why Sharon is on the show. She's here to share the opportunity with you as well because it's helped change her and her husband's life as well. My wife and I have been entrepreneurs for 20 plus years. We love helping people. We love giving back. We love sharing the opportunity. So we just want the listening area to hear what's out here, what you can do. You know, it's not necessarily, you don't have to wait on a job, wait on a boss, wait on a promotion. You can be an entrepreneur. You can work for yourself. You can be healthy. You can eat right. You can have every single thing in life you want. By just being associated with the right people. And I just thank God for this platform to be able to share with people what's out there. I thank God for Rod, you know, coming and spending some time with us. I thank God for Sharon and her husband for obviously giving us this opportunity to share this platform with you. And we've got about two more minutes here. If you want to call in, 410-481-1010. Actually, looks like we're up against it here. Sharon, give your number one more time here.
Okay, the number that you reach me is 443-854-4889. Again, that number is 443-854-4889.
Rod, give me your number one more time.
All right, 240-429-4236. Again, that's 240-429-4236. I look forward to hearing from you guys.
All right, y'all. We appreciate y'all listening to the show today. Hope it helps you. You can email me at freedom@orinsolomon.com. We look forward to hearing the responses, and we'll talk to y'all next Tuesday at 11 a.m. Have a good day.